Sci-Fi.
Hey everybody, welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi here on ShrubHomeVideo.com. We are coming to you live from the Midnight Kids stage here in beautiful Frogtown.
Frogtown?
Frogtown, Los Angeles? I don't know. I don't know what it's actually called.
Elysian Heights.
Oh, Elysian Heights? I'll take your word for it. This is a conspiracy theory podcast. That's fun.
Yeah, UFOs.
Big We're flicks. Idiots.
Wow. Who are you?
I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
And I'm Aaron.
I'm a woman. If you watch the intro, you would already know who we are. So
I don't know.
We have a Patreon, patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. I get 2 bonus episodes a week. Bunch of bonus shit over there too. Become a friend of Tral Kwan and get your name read as a producer on the show. Mm-hmm. Let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF our good friend, artist, musician, ShrubHomeVideo.com family member, Kelly Fontecchio, a.k.a. Kelly Kazoo!
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here.
I'm so excited. I love all you guys.
Well,
individually and collectively.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
I just like to say that.
Whoa.
I feel like nobody said, I love you too. So I will say, I love you too.
That's Thank what you. Hell yeah means.
I love you. I love you. I love you.
That's
you.
What's up.
Did love. You see it? I got dressed for you today, Kelly. I asked Kelly what she was wearing, and she sent me a picture of her outfit
Wait,
today.
Let's do this. And also, for people at home that want to see the height
well,
difference.
Well, they can't.
Can we cut to a wide?
Cut to the wide.
Cut to a wide.
Not just isn't the wide down? Yeah.
See right there. See where?
I think the wide is down.
No. It's right there. It's not in the ATM, so it's up in the. There
oh,
she is.
Oh, got it.
This is Callie. She's wearing earth tones and tie dye with just a hint of seafoam.
Thank you.
So, Callie, how into the realm of conspiracy theories are you?
Oh boy, I have a love hate relationship with it, like most people, I would think, because I feel like it's since the last time I was on the show, which was about 8 years ago.
I can't believe it.
I don't think
long.
It was eight.
It was 2014. We're in 2022. That's 8 years.
All right, wow. That's fair enough. That's crazy.
That's called math.
It checks out.
I've been archiving all week, so maybe I'm wrong, but I just thought you were maybe like 2018.
Nope. 2014. I remember because I only had one album out at that point, which you had on your wall because we recorded it in your bedroom at your house, your old house in Los Feliz. I would say back then I was a lot more lax on believing anything or like talking about anything. But now I feel like it's a whole deal. And I don't know if you guys, how much you guys watch of like conspiracy theorist people online, but I just watched a documentary about this lady named Sherry Schreiner. Do you know who that is?
Tell me more.
Okay, so she's this lady who had this cult following. I mean, she actually still does. She's dead. She died of a heart attack.
Oh, I think I might know who you're talking
and
about.
And she believes that, you know, all the government, especially the U.S. government, are all reptilians. Everyone's been replaced. Every, like, you know, celebrity like Lady Gaga and all that have all been replaced. And she's tied it into like a sort of like really hardcore Christian point of view. So it's like, oh, I'm the only one fighting for God. And so she got this big following, and it kind of ties into that whole, you know, everything else going on in politics,
yeah, right,
with
yeah.
Conspiracy. And, but she was like one of the first, basically. But she's a controversial figure because some people claim that she indirectly influenced a couple of deaths. There was a girl that was a huge follower, and basically when she got kicked out of like the Facebook group or Patreon, whatever, she killed herself. And then another guy, was so depressed, he got his girlfriend to hold a gun. And so this is where it gets a little like iffy. We don't know. Mm-hmm. Either she fired the gun and killed her boyfriend, they were both, you know, in this reptilian cult, or he just like sprung it on her, like, here, hold this gun, and she's like, what, why, and then he shoved it to his temple and it went off.
Yeah, there's a whole There's a whole like true crime doc on this.
Yeah,
right?
I just watched the Vice documentary.
Yeah. That's how I know who you're talking about.
But it just made me rethink it because I feel like the last time I was on the show, we talked about reptilians and stuff like that, and I'm like, man, now there's like people that are, you know, willing to, you know, the kill or be killed.
Yeah, since you were on, like, conspiracy theories became
dangerous.
Yeah,
religion.
Yeah,
like, that's a good way to put it.
Like, but I guess they were, but it was undercurrent. We weren't aware of it. There's been a lot of YouTubers that do that, but, you know, it wasn't mainstream.
Yeah, I feel like it's more mainstream now. It's more common.
Oh, and the thing they said in the documentary, and this is terrifying, if you watch, and this is why I try to even like not look up stuff on YouTube, because I don't want the algorithm to think I want that, because it'll just keep suggesting that. And they said the more you watch cult type videos on YouTube, the more it just tells you crazy and crazy stuff. So, you know, like if you watch one video like, oh, the flat earth theory isn't real, it will just send you ones about flat earth, and just it will lead innocent people that maybe don't realize they're being manipulated down a terrifying algorithm path.
You know, the trick to that is to never click on a video that's suggested for you on YouTube. Always just retype it in. Even if it's one that you want to watch, like don't.
But no, that's exactly why Q is a thing, because like people would start with like just Fox News, and then it would become like Alex Jones.
What's
and then it would
about?
Become
this
like
is real
what the whatever, and it would just go, and it just became now this Q thing.
And eventually it's like JFK Jr. is coming to stop the reptilians from taking your gas, Joe Biden.
Right.
But it's weird because in this situation, like this wasn't orchestrated, it's like taking advantage of a situation. It's like, oh, we're getting viewers, like just make some more stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Like
and YouTube will promote whatever gets the most clicks. So the things that are the most controversial and the craziest get the most clicks. So if you start going down that path, a lot of, you know, middle America, whatever, just, you know, they're so susceptible, even if they're smart. So it has nothing to do. And I didn't want to say, you know, like the thing about cults, cause I feel like, you know, I've, like most people that have grown up in the internet age, you know, we're all susceptible to cults. And cults, people still think cults are like, you know, wearing robes and sacrifice or whatever, or like one leader, charismatic leader telling you what you can or can't do. That's not what cults are anymore. People don't realize that cults now are like online groups, like Facebook page groups and YouTube groups and bloggers and things.
My
Instagram.
YouTube channel with Moose, because it was just signed into my PlayStation. Yeah. And then all of a sudden we're watching, you know, dinosaur videos, and then it's suggested a conspiracy video. I'm like, okay, let's get your own YouTube account.
Exactly. It's
YouTube kids account. That's what he needs.
It's so easy to be influenced by people on the internet, because YouTube there's so much access to everything. And now, like, so I'm a lot more terrified of conspiracy theories and stuff like that than I ever was in my life prior to this. I just, you know, I was more like, what would you call that? Agnostic. Maybe kind of like Aaron, where I'm like, some things, like the topic I mentioned to you guys, because you guys asked me what topic I want to talk. I picked telepathy.
All right. Well, hold on. Let's get a little more specific read on what you think.
Yeah, there's things to do before we start the topic.
I was just saying. I'm just saying my
she's
stance.
She's trying to commandeer our show because she's used to doing shows here on video.
I just want to say that I don't necessarily believe in reptilians, but telepathy, maybe.
All right. Well, we're gonna get to the bottom of what you think. We have something called the WOW scale. It stands for Waiter Willy. If you're more of a zero, you're more of a wait. If you're more of a five, you're more of a Willy. Don't worry about those numbers. You'll be graded at the end. Just answer the questions as I ask them.
What happens after I'm graded? Do I get like...
Then you'll know where you are on the spectrum between Wade and Willy.
Do I get like a Wade pin?
You're asking too many questions.
Or a Willy pin?
No, we don't have any swag.
Not yet.
Dang it.
We don't have any swag yet.
Because I would imagine the Willy one's very colorful.
Oh my
Thank
God!
You.
That is such a diss on me. like I don't.
You're literally wearing all gray and black right now. That is not a diss on you. That's on. Oh, your socks! I'm so sorry.
I wear colorful shit a lot. It just happens to be Nuggets game day, so I'm in my Nuggets gear.
Oh yeah. I noticed you guys are wearing twin
wearing
shirts.
Matching T-shirts, and the Nuggets won.
And Aaron matching.
Congratulations on a stressful win.
This is like a double date movie from the 80s.
Yes.
Anyway, let's do this WOW scale.
Are you ready to be weighed?
I gotta edit this down.
On the WOW scale?
I'm ready to be weighed.
Say it again without
me
saying
it.
This is the dead air that I should be saying it over.
Yeah.
Oh, is that you talking, Wayne?
Yeah.
No, that's our composer.
Well, who's the composer?
His name is Charquan, and he's from a distant planet.
Oh, okay.
First question, three-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
Yeah, probably.
To all of them?
Can I just say probably to each one? Like, not 100% yes and not 100% no?
You gotta say yes or no. That's how this works.
You either believe in aliens or you don't.
Okay, let's say yes.
Okay, but have they visited Earth?
Yeah, sure.
And they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
Maybe not. Maybe? Okay, sure. Yeah.
I'm not all trying to talk you into this.
Because I'm very in the middle.
All right.
You know.
All right. Second question. Ghosts?
Ghosts?
Yeah.
Sure. A lot more
Do you have any ghost stories?
No, I don't. I've only ever heard other people's ghost stories, including even like my dad. But I feel like, okay, so I've never experienced ghosts.
Did your dad tell you a ghost story when you were a kid or when you were an adult?
No, recently. Yeah, like maybe like a year ago.
What's his ghost story?
Well, because my mom passed away and he's convinced that like she's like visited him.
I believe that.
So, but I was like, that's just because you have a very strong attachment to someone and now they're gone. I don't think she's visited me, which seems unlikely because I feel like she probably likes me more. So,
yeah, it's a little narcissistic of your dad.
Yeah, so I feel like that's just him being like, guess who visited me today?
In your face, daughter.
Yeah, he really wanted to rub your face in it.
Yeah, I've never personally experienced a ghost story.
But you're into it. You're open to it.
I'm open to lots of things.
Bigfoot?
You know, there's probably an explanation for it. You know.
The explanation is that it doesn't exist.
Probably is it not a yes or a no. If you're saying probably, you're saying yes.
It's probably a weird man.
So yes, she believes in Bigfoot just as a man.
It's probably a weird man.
Just a really hairy guy. I mean, because that's, I forget the name of the disease. I used to like when I was younger, I used to love Googling just like about different freaks.
The Wolf Brothers from...
Yeah, I was like, it's probably just like a... like, and there's, you know, there's been 8-foot tall people before, so it's probably an 8-foot tall guy that's suffering from that hair disease. So, yeah.
So yes, Bigfoot. Yes to him being a hairy man.
Fuck society, I'm out of here.
Fourth question. Psychics.
Okay, sure. You know what? I'm sure there's people that are like a little more in tune with the universe, with like brain waves and vibrations and stuff. I don't know about like, they can clearly see a picture. I bet they can get like a feeling.
At 8:15 p.m. tomorrow, this will be your last sandwich.
Yeah, like that. Like it has to be
definitive.
I think someone can kind of sense something because that's like, okay, humans are capable of sensing lots of things, and animals are sensing capable of sensing things that we're not capable of. So maybe there's a human scientifically born with an extra sense.
I'm not gonna be able to cut that. So is that a yes?
Or yeah, no? It's fine. It's yes.
Oh, you have to. Oh, okay. Last
this,
question,
Aaron.
Last question.
Fifth question.
I'll let you drink.
Thank you.
Are you superstitious?
No. No. Nope. Nope. Nope.
Okay.
So what am I?
I think that makes you a 4.
What's that mean?
You're between an Aaron and a Willy.
Yeah, you're more of a Willy.
That sounds right.
Mostly just because you're open to all of this stuff.
Yeah, because if you can't prove that it doesn't exist, then I'm open to that. You know?
You're not going into it going like, well, this can't be real because they can't repeat the science test.
You can't. So that's why I'm like, you know, I've always been agnostic when I was younger and I like someone, you know, explained the Bible to me, I was like straight up atheist. But as I got older, I was like, I'm agnostic. It could, anything could technically be possible. I'm just, I have not experienced it and I have not seen it. So once I do, then I'll know.
Fair enough.
I don't know.
You accept that, Wade?
Wait, so I mean, so you're completely against everything I just said? Like, you think all of it's bullshit?
No, I just, the Bible thing, someone explained to you the Bible and that made you from atheist to agnostic? Like, there's no way that the Bible is real.
No, I mean, because, like, you know, my grandma was a hardcore Catholic, you know, and I...
Hardcore!
Yeah, I'd go to her house at night and there'd just be bloody Jesus's bleeding, nice. Virgin Mary's, just, you know, she'd leave the nightlight on this of Jesus and everything was underlit. And horrifying. And I was like, none of this is real. This isn't. He didn't bleed to death and like come back to life. Like, that's bullshit. Like, that I don't. I'm sure he existed. I'm sure he was probably like a charismatic guy. I'm sure he did probably a lot of good things for people, like the homeless and homosexuals and the prostitutes in town. He probably was a cult leader. I don't know that he came back to life, because as far as I know, that's not been proven as a thing that can happen, especially back then. Like now, maybe with the technology we have.
She can't stop. She's on a roll.
Yeah, those accounts are...
am I blathering?
Wait, what? Those? That's a cancer?
No, I was saying that those accounts like were also 100... You know, the Bible was written 100 years after the life of Jesus.
And it was written by people that weren't there. So I that's why I was like, malarkey! Like, but that's what, you know, from an early age, I was, you know, a skeptic. Huh. But as I got older, I got more open to the fact that there's a lot we don't know about the universe and how we perceive reality and how we perceive time.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is just our perception of everything. Like, my boyfriend made me listen to this one video that was just like, I don't know, it went, you know, it was a smart scientist guy explaining it, but he's like, technically what we're seeing isn't even real. What we're seeing is what our brains are showing us.
Yeah.
That means we're not seeing reality. No one's seeing reality. Reality is something completely else.
We're seeing light, the way our brain perceives light bouncing off of objects.
Exactly. So if that's true, then everything that you listed off is possible because we're not perceiving reality correctly. We're only perceiving reality as well as our brains can allow us.
Yeah, yeah. Our visual spectrum allows for other things to exist in the realm that we can't see to be right here with.
I feel like that's a great segue into our topic. Willie, hit us with that topic.
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, reading minds, telepathy. Currently, there is no scientific evidence that the power exists. Is science the problem? Recent scientific studies are now claiming that they're able to read minds, whether it be people or computers. Can you read my mind? Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi.
All right, telepathy. Nice. Let's get into it. We're going to be telepaths right now, right? Dude.
Yeah, basically the quick wiki is
give us an overview. What? Willie?
The transmission.
Oh, no, that's the Ewok. Quick wiki is the Ewok.
You mean the quick wiki?
Oh, yeah. Transmission of information from one mind to another without using any known human sensory channels or physical interactions. Man, I got to take better notes. I love my handwriting, but not when I'm in a hurry.
Beautiful cursive.
We're going to start printing. We're going to start printing note cards. So just...
Well, we all know what telepathy is, right? I mean, like, nobody watching is like, what the fuck is telepathy?
I'm only quantifying this.
What? What are you you mean like telephone? I've heard of telephone.
You mean telephony?
It's that computer thing that's in my pocket. What do you mean it used to be connected to the wall? I don't understand anything.
Teleconference? I know something. But I only am specifying this because later we'll talk about technology, how it's kind of falls in line with being defined weird now. Anyways, it's generally considered by the scientific community as pseudoscience.
I mean, so is anything compelling.
Right?
Yeah.
But science now, you look up telepathy now, science. There are a lot of science articles saying like, hey, we did it. We're communicating telepathically.
They're coming back around, those fucking assholes.
But then it's defined specifically, you know? So
yeah, whatever, man. That's the point of scientists. They don't believe it until they do.
That's true.
No, they don't believe it until it doesn't fuck with their grants.
All right.
Wow. That's what I mean.
You were right.
Science is part of big money, big government, yep. Big
I resent being called the skeptic conspiracy. Because you guys are sometimes so skeptical of the human race.
Well, how about this, Wade? How about we do a little thought experiment?
I would love to.
So what's this called?
This is called Aaron and Callie versus Wade and Willie. We're going to see who has a better connection.
So just to set the stage, one of the basic tests for telepathy for too long was these Zener cards.
I have Zener cards right here. There's five.
As seen in Ghostbusters.
Yeah. As seen in Ghostbusters.
Couple of wavy lines.
There's five images, five times. I think we could split this deck. I don't think we need
Wait, do we get to know what the images are before?
Yeah, here, let me show you.
Wait, it's WoW versus GBG.
There's a circle, a plus sign.
Wait, I'm trying to find them.
Wavy lines, square, and a star. I'm just filling up the space while she finds them.
The good old.
There's five cards, five symbols.
Get Back Gang Gals versus WoW.
Ooh.
I mean, the.
I love the Get Back Gang.
A circle, a triangle.
The okay, front circle. Women of Get Back Gang. Sorry, star. Kate and Kelsey.
Couple wavy lines. Is a bacon. Could be bacon.
Could be bacon.
Plus.
A plus four. Sign, okay. I'm going to forget these.
Square.
That's it.
There's no triangle.
And a star. Did we say star?
Yeah. We said star.
So these are the five. Here, okay. Look at them all.
Burn them into your retinas. Oh, ooh, yeah, there's another pack.
Thank you.
Savon just dropped a box on stage.
No, I'm
going to
telepathically move it. No, that's telekinesis.
Yeah, that's different.
Wait. Same parts of the brain.
Savon.
So what? So help, how does this go? How are we doing this?
Here, do you want to just do half and half?
Oh, man.
You do those. So I have some cards that'll help us all get in the mindset. You guys ready to hear the mindset?
Are we doing you two are holding the cards and we're guessing them or both?
Yeah. I think we should do both, but you like we'll both? Start with us.
Okay, because then you have to remember how many they got right, and we can't tell. We can't say if they're right or not.
Who's can someone else remember that?
Nope.
Sevan, can you remember?
I can write it down. Does it? Oh, it doesn't matter. I won't see
well,
it.
Well, because we're the ones looking at it.
So. Oh! I get it. Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha.
And then don't
I can
fucking
do that.
Lie.
I won't lie.
Okay, I'm gonna.
Why would I lie? I don't think this is true.
I know. Okay, so I have
the
some
outer
instructions.
Shells, peanut butter.
What's going on?
Oh, yeah, you want one?
What are you guys doing over there?
There's Reese's peanut butter cups.
Game up.
I was looking for a card to give Sevan to write on.
It's all peanut butter.
No. We figured that out.
Chocolate parts
doesn't
peanut butter, and I was just.
Oh, we're talking about candy.
Excited.
All right.
Well, I'm
can you not?
I'm trying to form a psychic pod. Can you believe this shit?
Jesus Christ! It should be you and me versus.
Yeah. What the fuck? Okay, maybe it should be. Okay, I'm going to read these instructions that I got from a very reputable site called WikiHow.
WikiHow?
WikiHow. That was telling me how to improve
Howard
your
the duck.
Psychic bond with people and how to communicate psychically. Okay, telepathically. Step one, visualize the person you're talking to in your mind, ready to receive your information. Two, imagine how it feels to communicate with them. Get that feeling in there, how it feels to communicate.
I'm already frustrated.
Three, focus on a simple word or image. So for us, it's going to be focusing on the image on the card.
Got it.
And we are going to imagine the object traveling from our mind into the receiver's mind.
Okay.
Face to face in your mind, tell them your word and your shape and see their reaction in your mind. So if you're like, a star. Imagine Willie being like, oh, it's a star. This will help him realize. Okay, five. You're supposed to write stuff down, but we don't have to write stuff down because we have these things. Yeah, and that should be it.
All right. Me first?
Yeah, you do it first. You do it first.
You guys, what is this side thing happening over here?
None of your business.
Okay, well, so those are the five. You have the five down there.
Okay.
So just take a moment. See
okay,
if you can
Willie, are you ready?
Thoughts.
Yeah. Okay, here I go.
I saw a big image of a circle.
You want to show the camera what it was?
Which one?
Your camera.
Wade holds up a square.
Okay, now you're doing the next one.
Yeah, don't look, you guys. Oh, I keep going.
Yeah, keep going.
Okay. All right, you ready?
Yep. Star.
Wade holds up a circle.
Okay, this is going very well.
Way to go, Sevan. Just giggling.
I know. I'm like, I know I'm wrong.
Okay, here's the third one. You ready? How many are we doing?
For those listening, I'm five? So sorry. Yeah, do five.
Okay, here we go.
This one's the star.
Wade holds up a square.
Sevan should just act amazed every time.
Is this four now?
That was three. The next one
is four.
This is four.
Okay, you ready? Here we go.
Wavy lines. Bacon.
Wade holds up a plus.
All right, last one.
Square.
Wade holds up a square.
All right. You got one right.
Which one?
The last one.
All right, Callie.
Think harder, Aaron.
What do you think it is? First thing.
Plus sign.
Urine holds up a square.
All right, next one. Go ahead. What is it? First thing.
Circle.
Urine holds up a star.
All right, next one. First thing.
Star.
Aaron holds up wave lines.
All right, go ahead. Next thing.
Square.
Urine holds up a plus.
All right, next one.
Do you repeat any of them, or?
Sometimes.
Oh. Star.
Urine holds up a circle.
All right, Callie, that was five. Unfortunately, you got zero.
Damn it! Aaron, why didn't you think louder?
I was thinking louder. You know, I did this with Sevan last night, and the first time we did it, he got 17.
Well, here's
25.
Here's the crazy thing, right?
Wait, was the last one wavy lines?
Last one was circle.
No. When they do these tests, normally you're in a room and it's only
Wait, you do it to me.
There are only you two people in the room.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like Willie
shuffle
and I.
Shuffle this up.
See, I've done remote viewing, which is what the CIA
does. No, shuffle them both.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
The CIA does remote viewing, which is a totally different.
And I do it with my boyfriend.
Exercise, yeah.
And so, you know, there's like a.
Yeah.
Connection.
A connection.
So what
do we
do? Pick five?
A love.
Yeah. Match. And then.
Just split it in half.
If
and
we
then just
if
pick
we get
five.
A call in, if you guys want to call in and try it, I would encourage it.
If any.
And you get to pick who transmits it to
people
you.
That are okay. Specifically fans of
okay,
me.
Okay, wait. Willie and Wade are going to go. Willie and Wade are going to go.
Circle.
Willie holds up weave lines.
Okay, next one.
Oh, square.
Willie holds up a square.
Okay. Next one.
Willie holds up a circle.
Circle.
Okay.
Willie
next one.
Holds up a plus.
This doesn't work, man. I'm just guessing. Plus sign.
Okay. Next one.
Bacon.
Willie holds up a star.
You got three out of five.
You got
fucking
three
hell!
Out of five, Wade. That's fucking insane!
Wade, that was crazy. And you were saying this is bullshit. You were getting this right.
It's just random. I saw nothing. I was
it's
just
not
picking.
Random.
I was just
you
picking it out
a
of a hat.
Connection.
It's in your fucking mind.
Which one
Wade?
Did I get?
Oh
I know I didn't
God.
Get the first one because I accidentally peeked.
Oh, I think.
Well, I didn't know. I didn't know.
You didn't
I could
get
see.
The last one right.
You okay. Got square, circle, and plus sign.
Yeah,
but okay. It was funny because when you said them, it was like from my perspective, it was like. It's weird because you're saying it like you know what you see, even though you're saying like you're just guessing.
No, it's
yeah,
totally guessing.
Yeah, it was very.
All right,
I was
all
right,
ready?
All right, Callie, go ahead.
Oh, here we go. Are you ready, Aaron?
Yeah.
Okay, what are you saying?
Square.
Callie holds up
plus?
A star.
Okay, next one.
All right. Is this number two?
Yes.
Plus sign.
Callie holds up a circle.
Okay, next one.
Circle.
He holds up a circle.
Okay. Next one.
Bacon.
Kelly holds okay. Up a plus.
Next one.
Square.
Kelly holds up a square.
Okay. Next one.
Oh, was that not five?
I don't know. I'm just.
Plus.
Holds up a plus.
Hey.
Did you see that one?
No, I did not see that one.
You got like three.
Hey!
Three out of six.
We're more psychic than that.
See, well, if we would have been paired up, we would have totally
our minds
won.
Are working. You
that's
guys
the
are
thing.
Like...
That's true. You guys have this backwards. We're the ones psychically projecting. Okay.
Maybe that's true, but that also means that we have more open minds than you do. So
what?
You
no,
can't
it means
call
we have
me
strong
a skeptic.
Brain waves that are shooting our thoughts into people's brains.
It's because we're influencers.
We
right,
have the
Lily?
We have the number up. Call in if you want to try to connect with one of us.
In the meantime, let's talk more about telepathy. What's going on over there?
Well, for the long time, there were basically two big tests out there. One of them was this one, the Zener test. The other one was this thing called the Gansfield experiments. So these ones, they basically have somebody in a room.
It's like a 4D immersion like video, right? It's called the Gansfield.
The Jimi Hendrix experience.
So they'd have somebody in a room deprived of
sensory input.
You
listen to Jimi Hendrix, but then they whip your legs with rat tails and stuff.
Square. Circle. So they'd have a sender in another room that would try to send them images that they saw. Mm-hmm. And
So that's like remote viewing.
Yeah, but like trying to telepathically communicate in image.
It's the same thing. Yeah. Remote viewing and
only in a different room, right?
Yeah. So they try to get one person into a room that like nothing was in there, and then the sender. And so here's the thing. If you had done the experiment before, you might know what some of the images were. You know, they're throughout all of these telepathic experiments throughout history.
Yeah.
There's nothing but flaws, flawed experiments.
Yeah.
People like showing it how they could get it in a couple tests, like they're in the next room, they could hear them, you know, whatever. But just saying that, like within the Gansfield experiments, they basically over all of them had like a 32% success rate. There were five images, and so to some people, that's like this is a huge 32% getting it right.
Yeah, that is pretty big.
And then
But then what is it? You got the variable group, and then you have
the control
group. Did they do a control group where it's just like say a bunch of random shit?
To tell you the truth, I don't think so. I don't
because we just averaged 30%.
Yeah.
And
we're psychic.
Well.
Well, so I didn't look up what this is, but I know there's a term for it. But once there's something in, like, once someone comes up in our planet Earth, comes up with an idea, it's in the collective
consciousness.
Yeah, so, like, you know, so that, to some degree, is a form of telepathy because it's we're connected. Our thoughts are connected, not directly. Well, but like,
isn't that just the same as I forget what it's called, but it's like when you learn a new word for the first time and then you hear it like five times that week or whatever. It's mostly because you haven't been paying attention.
Yeah.
Or like when you buy a car, then you see that car all the time.
Hey, same car.
Yeah.
It's just because.
Do you guys wave at people
Sevan
that have
got
your car?
That joke.
Fuck no.
When I see a Subaru with Outback with the thing on the top, the roof rack, or I mean the whatever, the suit, the case on top.
The bicycle holder?
I have a case that like I put all my beach stuff in. It's not a roof rack. It's a roof suitcase, I guess.
Roof
when
case.
When I see someone that has the same thing to me, like I always wave at them. And they always like, oh.
I just feel like this is the programmers putting something new into your program.
Ooh. But I like waving at people. That
I
have
just
the
think
same
cars
car.
Have become homogenized.
Oh,
like
yeah,
everything
for sure.
I see is a Tesla or a Prius right now.
Yeah. Teslas burn infinitely. I want to just get that out to the public.
Callie
I've been saying
says
it on my show.
Me, I'm not even kidding. Kelly says this to me a lot. Like,
what do you mean burn?
They you can't put out a fire on a Tesla. That's what.
When they get hot, they burn and they can't stop.
Infinitely.
It. Yeah. Okay.
For all so there's just Teslas on fire right now that haven't been put out.
Yes.
That's
are.
Not true.
Okay, there not infinitely. They're basically almost impossible
fire.
To put a fire
have
out
you guys,
to save someone.
Have you guys seen the guy that cuts things in half on YouTube?
No.
No, but I follow some hydraulic press like, channels.
He cut a Tesla in half. So, like, the channel that make a lot of money is clearly rich. They cut a Tesla in half. And, like, most of the Tesla is, like, it's like cooled by gelatinous, all kinds of this weird
Most
gel
Most of
everywhere.
The Tesla's jelly.
It's just, it's a lot more flammable than a normal car. That's what it is, Wayne. They're just...
I'm just saying, they're getting hot.
They're a death trap. That's all. That's my point. Don't buy a Tesla.
But yeah, the handles are formed into the side of the thing. They don't stick out at all.
I rode in a Tesla for the first time this week. It was my Lyft driver, and it was so weird because nice. I'm like, you know, like, man, this is a nice car to be fucking driving me around in it.
You know, I've gotten picked up by a few Teslas in LA.
But I was looking at it, like, it must be this. So, like, I'm smart. That's all.
I mean, honestly, just because someone's
doing... I never
knew
how to open the door before.
Uber doesn't mean they desperately need money. They just have nothing better to do, possibly. They're like, well, I got to do something during the day.
I'd just like to congratulate Willie on knowing how to open a Tesla door without someone telling him how.
I got it right. I'd never seen it before.
Good job.
The first time I got in a Tesla, it was on like a first date, and I felt like a fucking idiot trying to open up that.
I've been in that exact same Tesla.
How do I get in this Tesla?
I've been in that Tesla.
Who the date was with, guys?
And I've been in that Tesla.
Oh, I know who that is.
But we're not gonna say.
I mean, you can if you want. It's not a secret.
He was a guest on my show. Do the math.
Rhymes with Impsons.
Look, I turned it all down. I turned it all down. I said yes to Sevan.
Aw. She said yes to the dress. Oh,
that's not this type of show.
So what do you guys think about? Let me go through some quick types of telepathy. I wrote these down. That doesn't mean I know what they are.
Let's go around and see if we... I don't give us red card, green cards, but let's red card, green card these ideas.
Or we could do some remote viewing.
Let's do that in the bonus.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
There's one type is latent telepathy. It used to be called deferred. It describes a transfer of information with an observable time lag between the transmission and the reception. To me, like that means like...
Like someone thinks about you now and they realize it tomorrow?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I green card that.
Retrocognitive, precognitive, and intuitive telepathy.
Are these the transfer, same?
No, this is different. I mean, they're all in the same description. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Transfer of info about past, future, or present state of an individual to another.
Like what we just did.
And then
green card.
Emotive telepathy or remote influence or emotional transfer. It's transfer of kinesthetic sensations, thought altered. Through altered states.
Drugs?
Yeah. Emotive telepathy.
Like if you're on acid, you can talk to your dog?
I saw my dog's eyes. And he needs more bacon. Super conscious telepathy.
God, there's always those dogs who are dying because they don't have enough bacon.
The use of the super conscious to access collective wisdom.
Oh, so that's what I was saying.
Yeah, that's the like sort of like ether kind of thing.
Right. It's in the
And twins.
Okay.
Oh.
People think, you know, twins have a telepathic. That's a whole separate thing. Twins might have a telepathic connection. There haven't been scientific studies that really.
My dad's a twin. He never told me anything about that.
Really?
He's a twin?
Never said anything?
Yeah.
But it's weird though because like I don't think I when it comes to like family members or you know when someone's like if you guys experience this where someone's like, oh man, I need to call so and so or something happened or you know like just knowing someone in your family or just someone you have a connection with, there's something wrong with them. Like you've heard stories of that where people like, oh fuck, I haven't thought of this person in 10 years and I thought of them today and they died.
Yeah. Right. My heart did a weird like thing yesterday and I was like, oh god, I hope I don't get a fucking call in the next hour, because like it felt I had to like stop and take a breath because I was like, what the fuck is going on? And I just thought for sure like someone just either died or like something really bad just happened, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know,
but nothing did,
not that I know of. I don't talk to half yet. My family.
Therefore
a more positive version of that, a lot of times I'm like, I wonder what
Kate Freund's doing? And then she calls me and I was like, I was just thinking of you. And vice versa. I've called her and she was like, I was just about to call you. And I was like,
sounds like you guys just call each other all the time.
No. Just like once a day.
No.
Just like once every day.
Oh, I can go weeks without talking to Kate.
Yeah.
Well.
But when that happens, it's amazing because it's not normal.
And you're just always thinking about Kate. So that's it's like true. Every day you're Kate thinking of Kate.
I just... But I mean, but no, but days, it happens with other people too.
Days full of just thinking about.
Listen,
Kate.
I mean, I've done that. I talked about it on a previous episode where I was like thinking of a friend and I texted him and then it happened to be his birthday.
Yeah, no, that's a crazy. That's
Why is that funny? Because he's not dead?
It's just funny that you're like, hey, how you doing? And they're like, oh, you remembered. And you're like, remembered what?
No,
it wasn't even like that. It was like, what's up, bro? And he's like, nothing, what's up? I was like, nothing, just thinking of you. And then like I went on like Instagram or whatever and I was like, oh shit, it's your birthday.
It's nice that you but it's nice that you thought of them before that and could feel that, you know, like that's
well, no, but that's what Aaron's saying. It could be
this. Everyone is thinking about him.
Yeah, it could be this.
That's true.
What Callie was saying.
Yeah, all the conscious
the collective consciousness is out there. So like it's like my problem with the test that we were doing is that like well, we're all thinking of things, and so I could take the wrong thing by hearing you instead of him.
Yeah. I wasn't we're thinking shit connect. When you guys were doing it. I was thinking of fucking.
But that's
not
the way.
Yeah, no, he's
here.
Right. It's not a controlled environment.
That, but also that's the way it needs to be.
There's
it just
a bunch
comes
of interns,
into your head,
yeah.
As opposed to like
who
focusing
knows what
on
they're them. Thinking about.
Thinking
probably.
About
well, his name is Zach, and there's only one.
Sex?
No, no? Emily's up Emily's there now.
Oh, I'm sorry, Emily.
And Seven's probably thinking about Star Trek. That's probably messing everything up.
No, he's probably thinking about like 90 Day Fiance and the new episode we haven't watched. Maybe a salad we have to eat.
He's probably thinking about,
what
man,
are you
I wish they'd
about?
Stop talking
we're
about
all so
me.
Wrong. I'm going to guess.
Thinking about putting a baby in
there. Wait, can I guess too? Yeah. I think he's thinking about financials.
Fiscal responsibility. That's what I was going to say. What were you going to say?
So what?
I was just like, he's probably scrolling Instagram or something.
All right, Sevan, what were you thinking about? Was it one of the things that was mentioned?
He's on Discord. Oh. He's on the Discord.
Oh, what are they
Wait,
saying?
Trying
are
to
they
get people to call
anything? He's
in.
Working.
Can we give that a point to me? Because a lot of people talk about Star Trek on the Discord.
Yeah, let me shout out the Discord.
No, you don't get a point.
Sebi says, looks like the phone numbers may not be available in Italy from Skype. And Kizza says, for real? And Nala says, okay, I tried, but it said it was wrong.
Why hasn't the Luke called?
Because he can't call 800 numbers. And what? Our number is 818 number.
Come on!
Aaron, do you have any like notes about this? Or
I mean, all of the research I did was about LSD affecting telepathy. It was about telepathy through hallucinogenics, which I didn't write any notes down because I thought it was so interesting.
But that was the third one, right?
Yeah.
Well, see that, but I heard a part of a video that, because my boyfriend likes to play these kind of videos to fall asleep to, because he's crazy.
How many times is she going to reference
her boyfriend?
Oh, my boyfriend.
Name drop. My boyfriend.
My God, brag much about your boyfriend.
But he was psychically connected, can you tell?
It was an audio thing about how everyone who's had hallucinogenics, which I have not, because I'm pure.
Oh, you got to do it.
Yeah, Kelly, why haven't we done
just
this
microdose.
Yet?
Just microdose.
Everyone ends
no,
up
No, do a bunch of shrooms. They barely
the
do
same...
anything. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Everyone feeds into the same reality, so maybe it's an alternate reality that everyone's tapping into, or it's our reality that everyone's tapping into via the drug.
I believe that.
Listen, this is one of the things that I figured out listening and reading some stuff. Okay, so one of the vines that makes ayahuasca a hallucinogenic was found in the Amazon by jaguars eating it and like becoming like docile, playing around, all this stuff. So this is something that jaguars commonly do. So the people of the Amazon find these plants that animals are consuming and like see that they are acting differently. They see jaguars eating this plant. They start taking this plant too. They start having hallucinations that they say helps them become one with the jaguar, helps them hunt like the jaguar. However, Eskimos who have never encountered a jaguar in their life.
Inuits.
Inuits. We're given this same hallucinogenic. They also saw jaguars. They described
what?
Big cats.
Radical.
A lot of people that take this
That's
specific
crazy.
Hallucinogenic report seeing big cats in their vision.
Wait, but my question is,
that saying that these cats are having a trip on their own?
I'd like to report.
And in their, like, they're in your vision because they're out of their astral body.
I'd like to report Wade wearing his hat incorrectly.
Can we put a pin in all of that?
Yeah, put a pin in it.
Can we cut to
have we ever eaten catnip? Did we watch cats eat catnip and go like, oh, fuck, we gotta try this shit?
Are we gonna eat catnip on the Patreon?
I had catnip on earlier. Because I was trying to get Jason to love me.
Next year. I mean, next week. Next week we'll do it. Drink catnip as a tea next week.
God, I just like the idea that we've tamed cats and that's why we have these docile little tiny creatures in our house.
It's a mint. It's like a mint plant.
Oh, okay. All right. So anyway, back to the jaguars.
So, but they're okay. So, like, this is taken from a guy named Ali Jennings. He's a neuroscientist.
I don't trust him.
He's saying that. Here's his question: what does a thought without language sound like? Like, we communicate with language. There's a lot of subtle things.
Music.
We almost visuals. Telepathically communicate with each other through language. But, because I always think about that. When I think about aliens, I think about, what do they think of music?
Yeah.
Is there anything communicated to them in that? Because, like, a lot of early music had mathematics in it, but that doesn't mean that that's what was being communicated.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. I feel like music is a universal communication of emotion.
But it's weird because.
But I don't think that's the core of what he was saying. I think he was saying, like, there is no language for thought, right? Mm-hmm. Like, he's not asking for you to define it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know the scientist. Again, a video, I won't say who was playing the video because it upsets Wade.
It doesn't upset me.
Technically, this guy is arguing that based off of all our human experience, when you die and go to the void, we all are one being.
Uh-huh. That's collective consciousness.
So when you die, your consciousness goes back to the giant thing that we actually are, which is this reality where we can't visualize the fact that we actually are all the same being.
So basically what we're talking about is we're not talking about telepathy. We're talking about, like, what is existence?
Reality.
And do you believe in reincarnation? Are we all the same?
But see, it's not reincarnation.
But hang on. Just bear with me. I mean, like, there's that idea that, like, you live everyone's life, your entire, like, every, you just go through, I'll be you at one point, I'll be you at one point. And, like, you just kind of, like, do that forever.
Yeah.
That's the story referred to as the egg, where it's like, you're everybody.
And also, time isn't linear. Time is can't be controlled. So what we view as time is just the experience that we're experiencing through these physical bodies, but the sort of actual existence that we are once we're taken out of this is ever present and continuous.
And we just
infinite.
Can't perceive or even can't even think about what that existence would be.
Because we are constrained by the perception of what our brains, what quote unquote brains, can tell us.
What do you guys actually believe? Because
I believe that we're what we are. We have yet to scratch the surface of. That's what I believe.
No,
we don't need to do anything. This isn't about need, but that ties into why I think aliens can exist, because as far as we know, aliens could also be a part of us, because we don't understand what reality is.
One time I got so high and every thought that I had,
the one time,
every word that I said when I said it, I could see different dimensional shapes as if I was looking at my brain's,
the
synapses firing, that, like, when you say a word, what that word is, a bunch of synapses firing to create what you believe that word is. Mm-hmm. And so I would say a word and I'd see the same shapes light up, and then people would say words to me and I'd see shapes. So I was, like, visually seeing what I interpreted as my brain's
and not what you shapes. Believe. It's what you've been taught to believe. It's what you've been told. Your parents at a young age told you that, like,
Glasses.
Yeah.
Glasses. So it's, like, it's not that... even what you actually believe. It's what you've been told.
Yeah.
Wait, but is this like that, there's that weird,
That natives with the ship? That thing?
There's no way he was going to say that.
Sorry, go ahead.
Bad job. Sorry. Telepathically reading Wade's brain.
Go ahead.
There's a...
Think harder, Wade.
I don't know if it's a disability or what, but where they can like taste flavors and like see sounds and stuff.
Synesthesia.
Yeah, yeah. Where you associate colors with words and things. Yeah.
You can like taste sounds.
Is that what you're talking about?
Well, it was kind of like every word that I said, each word fired different shapes of lights in. Like, on my brain is what it felt like. Yeah,
that's just being super stoned,
dude. And it was funny because I was just in the corner, like, thinking words and, like, laughing. Like, wow, it's... Like, when I say friend, this is a thing that pops up, and I can say a whole sentence and every word is thing, but every time I say friend, same shape.
One time I got really super stoned, and I thought I could see in 3D.
You can't.
Everything is 3D.
I guess we only see in 2D.
That's what I would say. There's depths of field, though. Like,
but the thing is, you're writing it off as being stoned. But what if being stoned is helping us perceive?
Well, that's what I was getting at. Was
what
reality?
That's the LSD thing. That's the LSD experiment.
Like, yeah, communicating without language in according to my brain, how do I interpret it? You know, it's just like just things firing. Well, I don't know. I only bring that up because it was just a funny thing where he was like, you know, like, what is thought without language?
We also don't use all of our brains.
I feel like I interrupt people a lot, so I'm just waiting for my turn.
Oh, well, no one can see you do that.
One of the things I was researching, too, when I was researching telepathy was this idea that monks, a lot of people that when they reach these LSD points where they start seeing their reality different, it doesn't go back when you're done with LSD. They all, like a lot of people report like a loud cracking in their mind that they can hear in their mind. Like it almost feels like when your bones like snap and you can hear it in your body. And there's a thing that when monks reach a sense of enlightenment and they say that they can see through this reality, they have like a physical cracking of what they perceive is their what is around their third eye, like the thing that's encasing the pineal gland or whatever it is in
whatever's
our mind,
whatever's calcifying it
in our mind can like is like being obstructed from looking into the beyond. So it's just it would be
breaking
weird.
The sound barrier of consciousness.
Yeah, breaking your consciousness barrier.
I believe it because we're not accessing all of our brains at once. So there's probably lots of things our brains are capable of, telepathy being one of them, that we aren't capable of accessing.
Well, that was okay. So like getting into the new technology, we've seen monkeys solve problems as a connected hive mind. Mm-hmm. Where like one monkey gets it and then all of a sudden these other monkeys figure out this problem because one did it that wasn't with them, you know. And we have telepathically communicated with each other. From a scientific standpoint, what that basically means is, you know, EEG, we've read brain waves and then transmitted the signal and then turn it back into brain activity. And then also humans have given telepathic control of a rat. I'm just saying these are things, though, that's like a neural connection
from one brain to another. I'm not saying that's telepathy.
I'm saying these are the things that science is doing right now where they're like, we are taking the brain, and these are published academic papers that are like showing this. It's like, here's some crazy brain shit that's happening.
That whole thing about the brain and how we don't use it, it's like, don't you think that like a lot of the brain is just like telling your heart to keep beating and your lungs to keep breathing? Like
that is part of it, but we know that part's being used because they can, when they do a brain scan, like I've had multiple, not CAT scan, the opposite of, you know.
Don't look at me. That doesn't happen.
Oh, MRIs?
That's an old misnomer.
They can see what parts are active, and they also that's how science has been able to figure out different things about addiction. That like, oh, like say for, you know, sugar, because I was thinking about that sugar earlier. The same part of the brain that is drained of a certain chemical, they can tell is like someone who eats a lot of sugar or needs a lot of sugar
it's the same as someone who like does cocaine or something, because it's you know, so we can see what parts of the brain are being activated.
Yeah, the, and also the sugar industry really duped everybody into thinking it was okay. Anyways.
But my point is that we know that we're not using all of our brains.
Well, but we don't though. Like that's an old thing that was carried.
I don't
over
think we know how to measure the brains.
What's too late?
Grabbing
no.
a phone
call. No, Luke, call in.
We only have 5 minutes left. We need to start a wind down. Poor no how Luke. Long it takes to wind us down.
I'll wind you down.
Well, so let's get to that. wind it down, Willie.
Well, within all the realm.
If we get a call in the last 5 minutes, we'll take it. But like,
we
let's,
did.
Let's...
No, no, he's got it. He has to directly call this number, which I'm like, this is.
Too much work to get it to him.
Well, I don't want to focus on that, Willie. Just go.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys seen The Men Who Stare at Goats in the 1970s. There's a secret army unit working with the Defense Intelligence Agency, and they, for a long time, were trying to remote view. I know that's not telepathy, but like using your brain to see the enemy, and people were describing things that were legit. Supposedly, these remote viewers helped Brigadier General Joseph Dozier, who was kidnapped in Italy in 1981. They located him.
This is not a wind down.
No, well, wait, but like the wind.
Yeah,
the,
this is you introducing more things. Wow,
but, yeah, a wind down is being like, generally, these are my thoughts about
all right,
the subject.
But just go on, knowing our criticisms.
And basically,
I like what Willie's saying.
We've seen proof of amazing
don't
things
worry about the clock.
Happen.
I only worry about
using
the
brain in ways that we people don't believe in. And when it comes to telepathy, I feel like, well, yeah, and we've seen studies where like we've seen that the person holding the study influences the outcome of the study. A lot of times, though, when it comes to all of this brain stuff, this
really?
Is stuff
that- we need to give time for plugs and stuff. It can't be like a full 5 minutes. Like a wind down is you get a minute to talk about what you sing.
We
I
can
get
go
a minute.
Over.
She gets a minute. We can't go over. Callie, this isn't your show. We don't have the space for that. Rob is right after us. He gives us shit for going over late.
All right.
Well, but basically the brain's amazing.
Callie, what do you think? Telepathy.
I think it's possible.
What are your plugs?
My plugs are watch my show, The Cali Kazoo Show, on TrombonVideo.com.
Where's your music at? Where can we buy that?
CaliKazoo.com. Please buy my music.
Don't you have a Patreon now?
I have a Patreon now. Patreon.com/CaliKazoo. Give me your monies and you'll get all sorts of backlog of my episodes, and you get to hang out with me on my own private Discord. And if you actually, you know, do some of the higher up ones, I'm going to send you some seafoam kazoos and some other fun stuff.
Like private streams and stuff?
Ooh, they'll be private, all right.
Oh.
No, what? They'll be private, all right.
That sounds illicit.
It's sexual.
I don't know if we can sign off on that here.
You put that on there. You put that on there. They'll be private, like no non-payers allowed.
Cali Kazoo.
What's our version of OnlyFans? What do we do?
It's a
we fuck each other.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't follow us on our OnlyFans, you wouldn't know that. So I'm right in the middle,
and it's really awkward. So it's really fun for you to watch.
It's just Willie making out with an alien.
You've never seen awkward sex like this.
We all don't want to look at each other. We're all trying.
We hate doing it. But we're prostitutes.
It's the hour before the show. Go on our Patreon. Patreon.com/reallifesci-fi to get that hour of special time if you're missing it.
Have you ever wondered why Bigfoot has shiny nipples?
Oh, yeah. These nipples.
They come into play. I'll just say that.
All right, nipple come play. On, Wade. What do you got?
Oh, I go to the TeePublic. I finally got my flat earth shirts on our TeePublic.
I
it's
figured it out.
Real life sci-fi. Is that what our thing
is? Did you
is?
Say flat earther? Yep.
Yeah, we're
I've got a flat earther shirt that I.
It's great.
I want to propagate. I want to put it out there.
It's actually
like,
a really good flat earther logo.
Fucking thank you.
I think
you.
It's actually really great.
I know. I'm going to wear it next earth? Week. I'm not wearing it this week because I got the nuggets going on.
Wait. Do you believe
well,
in the
flat earther? We'll get a flat earther.
No,
the
I believe in. I believe in taking
no,
their
say,
money.
Don't say. Good don't job. Say. In the bonus, we'll get to that. Follow. Join our Patreon to get the bonus pre and the bonus after.
Patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. Two bonus episodes a week. Willie, shout it out real quick.
Willie Bad Movies.
Well, I mean, you got, you know, longer than that.
Ah, that's all.
I mean, I'm usually so good at
that. I thought Aaron was going to go.
Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you.
Really Bad Movies, in association with Craig's Fine Grocery Stores, presents A Normal Family.
Billy, catch the ball. Billy, catch it. I'm going to throw it. Billy.
A possessed knife.
Hey, Billy, where'd you get that?
Why?
Well, because Mom wanted to cut some ham that she just cooked, and she doesn't have a knife. She's looking for one. Bring that to Mom.
This knife turns anyone that touches it into a cold-blooded killer.
Mom? What's wrong? The ham's over there. Mom? Mom? Mom?
Bloodblade 4. Bloodbath. You don't need to see the other three to enjoy the thrills. And the kills. And the chills.
I wish Mommy didn't kill Billy. He was cool.
The knife. It has me. It has control of me.
What are you talking about, Greg? Put that... What are you doing?
Greg, put that thing down, man. That's a serious weapon. Greg!
Everyone killed everyone. Everyone did it. I don't get it. Wait. Maybe I do.
Bloodblade 4. Bloodbath.